fireworm had already thrown up in the heather. All the hooligans started sniffing, and there it was. An unmistakable reek of rotting fish and long-dead walrus, with perhaps a hint of month-old crab meat.
"Pooh,"
murmured the hooligans, their attention wandering from the treasure. "Shut the box," yelled Hiccup, purple in the face from fury at their stupidity. Light dawned on Stoic the Vast's stupid countenance.
"Oh, I see what you mean. Shut the box! Quickly, quickly!"
At last he realised the urgency of the situation and shut the box, sitting on it for good measure. But it made no difference. The smell was getting stronger by the minute, an unimaginably horrid stench. If the scullions caught just one whiff of that horrible smell, it wouldn't take long for them to wake up, and the thought was too awful to contemplate. And then Hiccup realised that the awful scratch of the sleep sharpening had stopped. And that meant...
"Run!"
shouted Hiccup. At exactly the same moment, Fireworm shrieked,
"Dessert!"
"Let's get out of here,"
said Stoic the Vast. He and Gobber the Belch carried the box together. The hooligans didn't need the order. They were already running as fast as they could towards the beach where the boats were.
"Leave the box here, Father," panted Hiccup as he jogged along beside his father. "They'll go for the box, not us."
"No way,"
said Stoic, his eyes still shining with that glow Hiccup hadn't seen before.
"Think of Alvin's disappointment. Besides, this is my chance for greatness,"
he huffed, knocking over a big tower of limpets as he blundered along.
"You are great already, Father," urged Hiccup. "You don't need this treasure."
But Stoic wouldn't leave it behind. As they passed the burrows, Hiccup could begin to hear horrible snuffling noises coming from inside. He ran a bit faster, his heart pounding in terror. He bounded through the heather and crashed through the ferns, at one point falling flat on his face. The smell was now so strong that it was becoming visible, drifting out of the dents and cracks Gobber had made in the chest in a thick, greeny-yellow vapour. The cliffs of the beach were in sight. They had passed the last mound of scullions. Maybe they would make it after all. And then Hiccup heard a noise that made his stomach turn double somersaults in terror. The noise of animals like big dogs or lions padding behind him, bounding through the heather.
"Run!"
shrieked Toothless, who was flying 3 or 4 feet above Hiccup's head. Hiccup, Fishlegs, Stoic and Gobber were trailing behind the others. Hiccup and Fishlegs because they were not fast runners, Stoic and Gobber because they were hampered by the box they were carrying.
"So they'll get us first," thought Hiccup.
The scullions were now so close behind them that they could hear the horrible, snotty, snuffling noises they were making in their noses and the clicking of their teeth. Hiccup reached the brow of the dunes and launched himself off it in a huge jump onto the sand below. He landed okay, but tripped over his too large stretch-a-point sword. He rolled over onto his back to look up at the ghastly sight of a gigantic, slobbering scullion, claws outstretched, leaping right on top of him. Its great head was just inches above Hiccup's face. It was the most dreadful thing Hiccup had ever seen, and it would give him nightmares until he was an old, old man. It was a face that wasn't a face. No eyes and ears. Just that vast nose and slobbering mouth, punctuated by sparkling silver teeth. Black saliva dripped down onto Hiccup's face in a disgusting dribble. The scullion was holding him down with one clawed paw while he sniffed down the rest of his body, searching for the tendon in his ankles, the sunlight glinting on that one ludicrously overgrown talon.